Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland Martin talks to Holly Robinson Pete about autism and football from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, my people? Hope all is well with you. Looking forward to being in Memphis at New Olivet Baptist Church. I'm doing their men's month, doing the 10 a.m. service. I know church is kryptonite to you, Tom, so you can always watch it online on the website. It's all good. So, yeah. Pastor Kenneth Wade, looking forward
Christian.
To it.
Don't you hate him?
looking forward to it. Speaking of looking forward to something, did it get a little funky or what in Capitol Hill a couple days ago in the hearing room where Congressman Daryl Issa cut the microphone off of a brother, Congressman Elijah Cummings, and Congressman Cummings was about to straight go crazy. He joins us right now. He went off on Congressman Issa, and Congressman Cummings joins us right now. And Congressman, I told you you did the show, you need to have a bullhorn next to your ankle next time so he cut your microphone off. You can pull that bullhorn out and keep talking.
I think that Daryl Issa thought he was back in the 1930s or something. And I had to remind him that I am a member of the Congress of the United States, too. And I represent over 700,000 people, too. And you cannot have a hearing where the Democrats are not allowed to say one syllable.
What got me was when he said to the Republicans, y'all can go ahead and leave, and to Lois Lerner, you can go ahead and leave, too. Just like you just didn't even exist.
The witness.
Well, the thing is that Daryl Issa has been investigating this IRS issue for the last 9 months. He's called 38 witnesses, and all of them have said it had the so-called targeting of Tea Party groups had nothing to do with the President of the United States, and had nothing to do with the White House, had nothing to do with politics. It was about them trying to figure out whether these Tea Party groups and others, and they, by the way, they also looked at liberal groups, progressive type groups, whether or not they were indeed doing more political work than they were doing social welfare. And in order to get that status of C4, they had to have at least more than 50% of their work being in the social welfare area. And that's what they were confused about. It wasn't that they were trying to target anybody. But Issa doesn't want to hear that. And he's been trying to pull the president in this thing for 9 months. The IRS has spent $14 million just answering subpoenas, and he's gotten nowhere. And the reason why he wanted me to set me up is because I was going to have the lawyer for Ms. Lerner to give us what's called a proffer to tell us what she would have said if she hadn't taken the fifth. And he didn't want, apparently, to hear that.
Now, his was crazy. So, first of all, yesterday, the Congressional Black Caucus and other Democrats went after Issa, demanded that he be removed as chairman. They actually forced a vote on the issue as well. And Congressman Issa, he tweeted you an apology.
Yeah. He called me, and then he tweeted.
He called
you? And he basically, at the end of a conversation, he said, I'm sorry.
Wait, he called you and you all talked, and at the very end he said, I'm sorry?
Yeah. He called me actually about something else, and at the end of it he said, I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have acted that way.
And what was your response?
I just said, we just cannot operate like this, that this is America, and I accept it as an apology, but I said, you got to do better than this, brother.
Did you also remind him that where the wire was based, that's where you actually live?
I told him, yeah. I always remind him that I've been living 32 years in the neighborhood where the wire was filmed. Brothers and the sisters.
You better have somebody.
Well, why don't you invite Congressman Issa over to the house for dinner just so he can know?
Yeah.
But, I know the now. You know what? The brothers in my neighborhood know him by first name and last name. I think they would welcome him.
Congressman, on a serious tip, though, we're talking about, you know, these election year politicking and grandstanding and all of this kind of stuff. And obviously the Republicans are scrambling, trying to get some foothold in the elections for the midterm elections. But this can't go forward in allowing them to do this kind of thing.
You're absolutely right. Basically what this is, I'm glad you said that. They're trying to first of all, they're not going to do any work. They pretty much said that.
Yeah.
So, therefore, they're trying to take Benghazi, Obamacare, and IRS and drag it into November's election. That's what this is all about.
So let's call them out each and every time like you have, each and every time that they do this, and it is a really profound movement on their part because they don't have anything.
They don't have anything. They didn't have an alternative to the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Right.
They have not. He has definitely not been truthful with regard to Benghazi. I mean, we have had hearing after hearing, and interview after interview, and they're still trying to tag Hillary Clinton with not rendering aid when she could have, which he knows was not true. But just Sunday before last, he went on national TV saying that she failed deliberately to send aid to our people in Benghazi who were killed. That's not true.
And if people don't go to the polls in November, they have an opportunity to take over the United States Senate and really get an even stronger foothold in the Congress.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right. Absolutely. You pulled it all down. That's right.
Hmm.
We've got work to do.
If I not turn on my microphone.
Man. Have you ever seen such disrespect?
No, I have not. And you know what?
Calling the president a liar during the State of the Union, cutting Elijah Cummings' microphone off.
They're doing all of these actions and disrespecting people like Congressman Cummings and doing it and getting the applause of the people who hate the president and disrespect the party.
That's exactly right, because we got a lot of calls in my office from haters that consistently use the N-word over and over again. About 90% of them were other people were saying, thank you for doing that. So
wow.
They got work to do.
My man.
Congressman, got work to do.
The brothers from the hood got your back, so just let us know when they need to show up at a hearing. We'll make sure that microphone stay on next time.
You know, the best thing would be to have a hearing in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be by your damn self on that one. You're going to have all the microphone time you want.
From Baltimore.
Congressman,
be more careful.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV1. Have you ever seen such disrespect?
He was giving the cut the mic off sign play. You had to see
it,
man.
He did the cut.
Right.